Chapter 2 First Prize. Maggie's father held a long thin vegetable called an Inuit potato. Inuit potatoes grew underground. Rats collected them and stored them for winter. Sometimes, if there was no meat, Inuit hunters stole the potatoes from the rats.
We can make soup from this potato,
Maggie's father said.
I'm not eating that. It's disgusting.
Well, you can go to bed hungry,
Maggie's father said. Maggie turned and went to her bedroom without saying a word. It wasn't easy to be hungry, but eating rat food was even worse. Maggie held her pillow to her stomach and finally she fell asleep. The next day, Maggie woke late. There was hot tea on the table in the kitchen. She sat down and put some sugar into the tea. She drank it slowly. It wasn't much, but it was better than being hungry. Suddenly, Eddie opened the door and entered the house.
Hey, Maggie, are you ready for the competition?
What competition?
Maggie asked.
The Inuit sports competition is today,
Eddie said.
The first prize is a voucher for $25 at the shop.
Wow,
Maggie said.
Yes, and you're going to win, Maggie,
said Eddie.
You're the strongest girl in the village. Everybody knows that.
In the gymnasium, Maggie sat on the floor back to back with another student. The teacher put a piece of cloth around both their heads and both students pulled hard. But Maggie was stronger, and finally the cloth fell from the other student's head.
Maggie wins,
the sports teacher said.
The next competition will be Linda against Maggie.
Maggie won three more times.
Maggie gets first place,
the teacher announced.
The prize is $25.
That's great,
Maggie thought.
We can buy food now.
After school, Maggie ran home happily.
Father, I've got $25,
Maggie shouted. She opened the door, but the house was dark and empty. Maggie went into her father's room. His cupboard was open and his winter clothes weren't there. John's clothes weren't there either.
Where are they? What happened?